Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Deanna come up with you?
She's right back here.
Oh, actually, that's all I said, huh? I saw that picture on Facebook, the dorm move.
Yeah. It ain't like it used to be.
That's for sure.
Curtains and drapes and carpet. Deanna, they asked if you were here. She... Come on, do an interview. Come on. Questions?
This has got to be kind of neat for you. I mean, as much fun as you've had with Lee over the years.
I got more Lee stories than I probably have of anything. And for all of you who know Lee and go way back with us, you know those stories and what Lee was all about. Just a remarkable man, tons of knowledge, obviously football knowledge and Packer knowledge like no other. And really, that's why I'm back. Ed Martin had asked me, and Ed's a good friend. And of course, Lee will always be, will hold a special place in my heart. So. And it's nice to come back and in a setting like this, laid back and it's not too serious, tell a few stories and have a few laughs. And I know Lee would be grumbling and would frown upon it, but that's what we loved about it.
You know what's so neat is that when you was a kid, you got to cover Don Hutson. And then as a reporter for Lombardi, and as your PR director, what was it about his personality, though, could help players, coaches, and the media all at the same time?
You know, it's funny hearing you say that. I guess I knew it, but I never really thought about it. But this guy actually got to watch Don Hutson, whether he covers it or what. But you get to watch Don Hutson, Bart Starr, Paul Hornung, Jim Taylor, Willie Wood, Willie Davis, Jim Taylor. I mean, the list goes on and on. Nitschke. Brett Favre, kind of put that one down at the bottom. But I mean, that's pretty special. I mean, Lombardi, just a tremendous career, and I always had such a wonderful time talking with him. I didn't understand most of the things he was saying. He was way above my intellect. And the words that he used were definitely out of my repertoire of words. But I had a blast in just listening to him talk about the history. And I thought he was such an asset to this organization and really to this town in so many ways. To never play it down, you know, I think that says a lot about Lee. It is. My wife is back there. She would know exactly where it is. Where's my yellow jacket? You know, I've tried to get it to take it out to dinner, and she just refuses to let me wear it. I think it's in her closet. I think I have not worn it since the ceremony, and I think there's all. Joking aside, I think there's probably two ways to look at it. Kevin Green, actually, I've gotten to know very well, more so after his son plays at Southern Miss. They're in Hattiesburg a fair amount. Actually, he's coaching now again. But he went to Southern Miss's football, their bowl game last year in New Orleans, and he wore his gold jacket. And I personally wouldn't wear it. I kind of feel like you shouldn't wear it. I don't know if that makes sense, but But then I'm not going to argue with Kevin Green on why he should wear it. So it's like the Super Bowl ring. You would every time I see people who have never been around me, they're like, "Hey, let me see your Super Bowl ring." And I don't have it. It's put up. I don't wear it. Not that I'm not proud of it, but I'm pretty careless. So like the gold jacket could easily get spaghetti sauce on it, and that may be taboo. But it's put up. I of course I'm not a coat. It may surprise you, but I am. I'm not a tie guy. I don't see myself wearing it very often. I mean, you never know. I could change.
Were you not in camp over the weekend?
I didn't go. We were moving Breely in the dorm, which was pretty painful. Even though she was is 10 miles away, it's like 1,000 miles, you know. So she was cleaning. Deanna was cleaning the dorm. I was moving stuff back and forth. And life of a retired football player.
Hey, Brett, Aaron said he wants to play until he's 40. You did. He said he wants to play in one place until he's 40. You obviously were able to do that. How hard are both of those things to do?
I don't think it's it may be harder than I think, but I think we're seeing more of it. And I may be wrong, but I think we're seeing more of that today. But more importantly, I think you're seeing more productive, not just playing. I think there's a difference. It's great if you play till you're 40, you're 43, you're 44. But the quality, I would think Aaron would have, why stop at 40? You know, I mean, he moves around as well as anyone in the game right now. That's big. The less you're hit, you know, Tom Brady's a different player, but they protect him well enough that, you know, he's not going to scramble for much. But I see no decline in Tom other than he's getting older, but he doesn't look like that. I think Aaron, I don't know what is Aaron, 33, 34. I would think that he, barring any injury, and he knows how to protect himself. 6-7 years from now is a long time to think that far down the road. But there's no reason why he couldn't play and play at a high level for more than, I mean, I'm not going to say 43, 44. I mean, it's up to the individual, but I don't see any decline in his game that would, unless he just doesn't want to play anymore.
Super Bowl. Aaron was asked recently if it would be disappointed if he only finished with one during his tenure. Obviously, he said yes. You were in that same boat. Mm-hmm. Only finished with one.
Mm-hmm.
Did that eat at you for a while? And does it eat at you less now with perspective?
I don't think about it as much now. It's more kind of directing my focus to something else, because when I was playing, you had something that you could do about it. You next year we'll have a chance. It's always next year. But once you're done, you know, it's done. And so, you know, I always think about what Marino did his first year. What a tremendous year. Goes to the Super Bowl, and I think every one of us in this room, even knowing the outcome, are still shocked that they never went back. Like, that can't be true. But yet it is true. And if someone as good as Dan Marino, you would think, would have won a Super Bowl. But yet he didn't. And I think that in itself tells you how hard it is to do it. So many factors go into winning and losing other than the individual performance itself. Obviously, Aaron has carried the team for a long time. I don't see why that's not going to change. But that in itself is not enough. At least it hasn't been, and it's been pretty good. So, as good as he is, I would I would have thought that they would have won more than one by now. But I don't know if he can do anything else other than what he's done up to this point. So, you know, it's always, it seems like one piece of the puzzle is missing, and you don't know what that is until you get it, like a Reggie White. You know, that's what we needed. And remains to be seen what that is, whether it's a draft pick, free agent, letting someone go, a coaching change. I don't know. So it'll be interesting, but I think all the pieces from what I can tell from the outside looking in, all the pieces seem to be in place. They're going to score a lot of points. I would think so. Defensively, Dom Capers is excellent at making the defense opportunistic. May give up a little bit, but pretty crafty. So, be interesting to see. I mean, a bold prediction to me would be the Rams winning the Super Bowl. A not so bold would be the Packers. I mean, that's not a popular choice. That's just being realistic. I think they have a good chance.
So, empty nester.
Yeah.
What happens?
I was hoping we wouldn't talk about that. Time flies. The good thing is she's close. I don't know if that's good for her or good for Dad, but it's tough. I mean, because for all of us who left home, went to college or whatever, or have had children leave, trying to tell your kids, well, I tell Breeley, I said, you know, we're going to miss you. She said, Dad, I'm just going right down the road. And I said, well, when you leave the house for good, you'll come back, you get your clothes washed, or you stay over, get some breakfast, whatever, but it's never the same when you're in the house full time. So I know that. I know what Mom and Dad were talking about when we left. They're like, what's the big deal? But it is a big deal. So we got two grandkids at home. We got another one on the way that could come any day now. And let me tell you, it helps to be 21, which I'm not 21. I get out of breath pretty quickly. One's a bull in the china shop. The other one's got an armful of books with him, which he didn't get that from me. The club and the ball. The other one running through cracking windows, and that's more like me. The third one, we don't know what he's going to be like yet. But so we got enough to keep us busy. And now with Breeley starting volleyball, and not sure if she'll redshirt this year or not. That remains to be seen in the next couple of weeks. But if she's playing, I mean, we're going to be 3-4 days a week. We'll be driving to wherever to watch her play and enjoying every minute of it.
You got time for one. Tomorrow's first preseason game. You remember your first preseason game?
Where was our first preseason game, Jeff? I think, as far as NFL is concerned, I think it was in Fulton County Stadium. And we played Tampa Bay, I want to say. And I just remember getting the worst road rash on second base that you could ever get. And I thought to myself, this is pretty cool. I knew I had a long career coming after that. No one else did, but I knew I did. I couldn't tell you who we played first. And I remember playing in Tokyo.
That was 97.
Camp Randall game in 93 or something.
We never played a preseason in Milwaukee, did we? Maybe.
Shrine game.
There were some beauties. That Tokyo, that one, I'll always think about that one because it was Hasselbeck's first preseason game. And I got to tell my Hasselbeck story. Hasselbeck's like, never, you know, we're getting ready for a game. And he's like, kind of whispers to me, says, does anyone wear butt pads? And I said, what do you mean butt pads? You know, he said, you know, like the ones that you snap in. And I said, are you serious? He said, yeah, I'm serious. I said, no one wears a butt pad. We don't even wear hip pads, which that was kind of new when I got into the league. No one wore them. So he's like, all right. Well, guess what he hurts? His tailbone. Like the only time in history I've ever heard of a player hurting his tailbone. And it just happened to be in the game that he's asking me, do they wear a butt pad? I'm like, no. So he had to ride home 15 hours on this side, on this Japan Airlines, the whole time, like they don't wear butt pads. So.
That's Brett.
That's right.
Your hand in the water, you're talking to Madison.
Madison.
And Mobley's helmet.
Yeah.
Scott Mobley.
That was a 93 game. That was
98. That was my first.
93 was the one where Mike was like,
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.